I don't think you submitted.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready, gang?
I'm not sure. I was trying to verify.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is July the 10th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the chair and planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, land development.
Mahmoud Kildur, public works traffic.
Robert Spiller, public works engineering.
Robert Lindberg, water department engineering.
Robert Castro, water department environmental control.
Travis Martin, planning division.
Chantal Power, planning division.
Sorry, got fire, Carl.
Gracie Johnson, public works, solid waste.
Brian Dumper, building official.
Thank you. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Thank you. Item number one today is development permit type P 1904. It's a property located at 755 East Gilbert on the southwest corner of Gilbert and Windsor. The request this evening, or this morning, sorry, I'm still at last night.
What did I miss?
Yeah, I know, right? I can't keep track. The request today.
I still keep thinking that my mom's going to say, Oliver, wake up, it's time to go to school.
I feel like I never left.
Too old.
It's a request to construct two medical office buildings, approximately 17,300 square feet in combined size. Property is just under 2 acres. We are looking at this as exempt under infill development. And the plan is to take this item to the commission meeting of August, I believe, is that the 13th?
13th.
Yes. That's it.
I think nothing else to add. Applicants are here. Okay, perfect. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah, pretty standard conditions as far as a ground-up project. I assume you're going to demo the existing house?
Yes.
Okay. We're looking at the preliminary WCMP now. The conceptual one hasn't been approved yet. And as I understand it, you're going to go to the planning commission on the 13th. So we need to try to get that conceptually approved before the hearing, and then we'll require a final WQMP prior to construction permits. It's big enough, it's going to require a swap through the state, but that's, you're probably pretty used to that. Other than that, reciprocal easements for the actual parcel map, are you sharing driveways? And it looks to me like the property line is going to go right down the middle of that drive aisle. Okay. Other than that, you've got the conditions that we're proposing. Any questions? Just give me a holler. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mabo, do you have any comments for us, please?
Yeah, we looked at the traffic analysis. There's no further question from traffic.
Was there, so there was a traffic study that was
done? Yes, was done. Was,
do we have conditions?
There were no impacts.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Mabo. Robert, do you have anything else for us?
The conditions that were set in the preliminary action, 19-08, obviously very similar. Nothing has really changed, just updating some codes and stuff.
Thank you. Robert, anything from water for us?
Yeah, each parcel will require its own sewer lateral and water service. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
Robert.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Will this facility have...
Does James have anything for us, though?
No.
Okay.
Will this facility have a kitchen, any type of commissary, any food preparation?
There will not be food preparation from like a commercial standpoint. There will be a break area for staff. So I would anticipate kind of a standard break area that we see in an office.
So no stovetop, no cooktop, just maybe microwave, a sink?
I haven't seen a proposed stovetop in our floor plans up to this point. That's not to say that they might want to put in a stovetop for baking cookies or those type of things, but it wouldn't be any commercial grade cooking or community center type of cooking.
Okay, I'll provide our standard conditions to the planner and get that information to you. Also, is this the type of medical facility? Will it have any X-ray equipment? Any film development?
Not as it relates to the 11,325 square foot building. That's the building that is going to be occupied as soon as we're finished.
Yes.
I'm not certain that the building on the corner.
type of x-ray processing, any chemical use, you'll have to comply with their standard conditions, fill out an application, and we'll follow up from there.
Understood.
Okay. No additional comments.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh.
Fire department has already some standard conditions. The only thing we do ask is when you submit to the building department for the construction of the whole, both buildings, have all the information on it and submit it to fire's December submittal. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh, no problem.
Tracy, how are we looking?
The location for the proposed enclosure is fine. It's shown as four gates. Our standard is two gates, so I've handed the standard for the construction of the enclosure for you. That's all.
Thank you, Tracy. Brian, anything for us?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the committee members prior to proceeding?
No, I will make a comment. You guys have been very good to work with. Travis has been expediting everything quickly, and you know, as a developer here, I will have a positive thing to say about the process.
A question for Gracie. The trash enclosure is shared with the two parcels, two different properties. Is that okay?
It's going to stay connected, right? The two uses, or are they going to be separated?
They're separately.
They're separate uses.
Oh, they're separate uses.
Oh.
You know, I assume the behavioral, because it's a behavioral health facility. I assume
they were. Gary.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Gary. Okay. So, yeah, you'll need two enclosures then.
So move for denial, is what you're saying?
No, I'll just need you to send through Travis a location for a second standard plan 508 8x15 enclosure. I thought they were together.
Partners.
Yeah, merged. Yeah. I didn't realize they weren't. So the one location's fine, but we'll need a second one.
So I think, and I'm not the architect, but to speak for you know, just looking at the plan, he's kind of located the trash enclosures right in the center of the property, so it's easily accessed from both front, from both buildings. Is that something you think is still a need? I mean, there's pretty much equal distance between both buildings.
Mm-hmm. The location will work. You can make it an 8x30.
Additional trash spots in that location.
So 8x15 is for one. So if you make it an 8x30, that's fine. Because you'll need a trash and recycling for each building. And if Travis is agreeable to that.
Yeah, I know that that would result in losing maybe just a little bit of parking. I think if we have it in that same location, I know we're very tight on that, so I need to go back and check the numbers exactly. But I'll see what we can do with it. We can discuss.
Okay, then just to make you aware, we don't want it in a dead-end situation. So wherever you put the second enclosure, we don't want the truck backing out of there.
Would that be an issue at all, since it's they can pull up to the T, empty the bins, and then pull right out off the Windsor?
Right there's fine. We wouldn't want one on this end. Is what I meant.
Yeah, we'll keep it. It gets gated. Everything just to the west or the left of the existing location becomes a gated parking area for an employee, so it wouldn't be placed back there anyway.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just the other unidentified line on the plan. You can see it real easy.
Right here. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, right there. Okay.
For,
just past the enclosure.
Yeah, just a couple of spaces over on the building.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. All right, so yeah, we'll need that second. Or
I know, but
wherever you work out.
Okay.
Will the entrances be gated to the property?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, just the back portion.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Are you happy?
Right. Well, the reciprocal agreements are going to have to include the right to go to both. If you're going to put the whole 30-foot trash enclosure on one parcel, you're going to have to make sure that includes the path from both reciprocal part. And your ADA normally goes from the street to the building to the trash enclosure, so you may have to do something with that, so that you can get both buildings to go there with accessible path.
This is behavioral health.
Anything else, guys? We're good? Travis, anything else?
Not at this time.
Any other questions, or we good?
I do not. Just usage again.
this is San Bernardino County part of behavior health facilities, both of them, right? Both buildings? Or are there going to be two different occupancies for both? Because the way it reads on my paperwork, it says behavior health, two buildings.
Sure. Okay. Building A is the behavior health department.
Right.
Children's behavior health department. Building B, we do not have it by use yet.
Okay.
Oh.
So that makes a difference. That's all.
Okay. That's up through me. Okay.
Yeah.
These are both going to be B occupancies, though, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, good. See that? Yeah. That's where I'm going.
Okay. I assume that. I guess I should know.
Anything else, Kane?
That was it.
You good?
Wanted to clear on that one.
All right. With that, like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you on August 13th. Thank you.
Thank you.
You could sit in the front next time.
We need a little bit.
Okay, look, I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
Item number two is subdivision 19-07 for tentative tract map 20242, development permit type D 19-04, and variance 19-04. This is a request to subdivide one existing parcel containing approximately 2.06 acres into five single-family residential lots. There is an existing home on one of the lots that will be demolished as part of this project. Each of the homes will have two-car garages, meet the standard requirements. For the variance, we're asking for a reduction in the street side yard setback along Palm Avenue. From 15 feet to 5 feet, and that's primarily because of the dedication there. So it'll still be set back 15 feet from the existing road, but the variance will give a little wiggle room if the dedication is ever taken. As mentioned earlier, we're still waiting on the WQMP. I'm hoping to get that pretty soon, so we're just asking for preliminary comments today.
So that right-of-way will not be, so the street won't be widened at this time?
The street won't be widened, but the dedication is still required.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like that for a while? Or?
Well, unless he wants to do the whole block, I have no problem with that.
That may be one of the questions the commission asks, that's all.
I mean, if he wants to do the future block up north and the future block coming south, I have no problem.
But it's not in a current CIP area.
No, it's not. And it being so small is the reason why we're not requesting that to be widened.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else, Chantal, on that?
No, that's it.
Okay, so will we bring it back?
We'll bring it back once we have the WQMP.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carl, I was trying to verify with the applicant this morning if he had submitted to fire. Do you know, have you seen this one yet? Come through? Okay.
Nothing yet. I haven't seen it.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure he gets that done, too.
Thanks.
Does anyone have any comments or questions on this item that Chantal could relay before we bring it back?
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to require both water and sewer line extensions.
Yes, please.
Here are my new comments, because previously it had the accessory dwelling units.
Yeah,
now they don't.
When it came through as a pre-app, we had the accessory dwelling units. I think they may do that eventually, but for now, they're just proposing the single-family homes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
is that
going to
change things
well,
for the
yeah,
trash requirements?
The original comments were that each home and accessory dwelling unit has to have its own service,
okay.
So they both need a 4x11 pad.
Okay.
And then when I seen this, now I've changed my comments to you just need the one for the one house, but if they change it back to having accessory dwelling units, then...
Well, I don't think they're going to change it as part of the proposal that's going to go forward to Planning Commission. I think that's something that they may do down the line after everything is constructed. They may add the ADUs, and then that'll just be a standard condition for them at that time.
But I'll add it as a condition of approval that if they do build the ADUs, that, you know, additional trash pad will be required for that.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Unless there's any other comments, we'll, if I could just entertain a motion to continue this to the next meeting, which would be August 14th, I think?
Are we not?
No, I'm sorry, we could do that July 24th.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move this to the 24th. If I can get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we'll bring that one back. With that, I entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting to July 24th at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.